was your last shot. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers,
where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Stuff. Tyler Morris. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Great.
Tyler Morris. How old are you, Tyler?
I'm 17.
17 years old. When did you do that? And you did that 2 years ago, didn't you? 2014?
I did all of the writing in 2014, and it was released in the January of 2015.
Nice. Let's see who this is. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Ron Beal. How's it going, man?
Hey, Ron. What's up?
Ain't not much. Just had an engine problem this week, and kind of bumming about that, but I'm getting that fixed.
All right. You got a question for Tyler Morris?
I didn't know he was on already. I just started listening to him.
That's cool, man.
Listening to it. Turned it off so I wouldn't be interfering with the radio or whatever, you know.
That's cool. I can play a request for you later if that's what you're calling for.
Yeah, I want to hear Paris.
Paris?
Yeah, you might have to dig in the vinyl for that. It's a song called Nazarene.
by the band Paris.
Yeah.
Okay, someone write that down. Nazarene Paris. Yep. We'll try and get it on later, all right, Ron?
All right, thanks.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Bye.
Bye. Excuse me, Tyler Morris. We have plenty of listeners, but I'm sure he's turning it up right now and going, oh, my mistake. He's got an interview right now. What's going on, man? So, you got a CD out. Do you play out live? What do you...
Yeah, I just got back from... I was on the Axes and Anchors cruise and Guitar Gods Festival with Yngwie Malmsteen.
Oh, my God. Ryan.
I do a lot of local gigs as well. I'm playing with James Montgomery tonight. And,
oh, cool.
Barry Goudreau is going to join us next week.
Where's that at?
Tonight it's at the Central Tavern in Milford. And next week it's at Johnny D's. It's actually the last Friday.
Okay.
At Johnny D's.
That's the last show at Johnny D's?
It's the last Friday. I think they close the Sunday after.
Okay. Yeah. Another one down. That stinks. So that's cool. What do you want to play for us today? You're going to do a little improv, I think?
Yeah, I'm going to do some improv, and I'm going to do some acoustic versions of some of the songs on the CD.
Okay, if you feel like talking to me in between, go ahead. If you just want to jam right into it, you know, just do your thing, man. It's awesome. All you.
Thanks.
All right. It's Tyler Morris on MFO. That sounds great, man.
I can play some more if you want.
Of course, but let's talk a little bit. So what do you do when you go on tour, like with these big names you're talking about? Are you like just part of the band, or do you have your own thing? What do you do?
It really depends on a show. Like with James Montgomery, I usually guest. With Yngwie and Vi last week, I was actually an opening band.
Okay.
So I went
up. So you have a set list with some other guys? And
yeah, when actually that show was... Since I flew in, I did backing tracks and stuff, so I have my backing tracks. So I did like about 10 songs, and I opened for them. And that's what I do on more kind of non-local gigs.
That's cool. What's this? Jimmy's throwing in front of my face. Casey Desmond sings on some of your stuff?
Yep, three tunes on those.
That's cool. Maybe we'll hear one of those on your way out, huh?
Yeah, the songs are Over and Over, Can't Turn Back Time, and Right Now.
Okay, well, you can pick one of those for after we're done. What do you have for us next?
Awesome. Yeah, I was going to play a little of Neon Suns. It's a more mellow tune on my record.
Sounds good, man. WMFO. Thank you.
job, Tyler.
Thank you.
Looks like we got a call. Hopefully this one's for you. Oh. Do I already have someone on the air? MFO, you're on the air. Maybe not. Now we have one blinking. Maybe that will show up. Let's see. I got them both off right now. No, it's not showing up, guys. That was awesome, Tyler.
Thank you.
So where's your next show?
Tonight in Milford at the Central Tavern with James Montgomery.
Sounds great, man. So go get out there, buy Tyler's new CD, And So It Begins. I'm not sure why the phone's not working, but it's not coming up like it should. Try hanging up and calling again. You messed it up. You done messed it up. So I'm picking, you say Over and Over has Casey Desmond singing on it?
Yep.
I think we should try that one out. I just wanted to get this phone call, but... Nada. Answer from the wall. See what they want, Marie. Maybe they have a question for Tyler over here. She gonna call right back? Who is it? Who is that? Someone for Tyler? They didn't say who it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they wanted to be on the radio.
They want to be on the radio. Yeah. So I guess I'll have to wait for that one, huh, Tyler?
Well, they're calling back right now, so.
This should work.
Let's hope.
MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, great. Steve Hughes here. How are you doing?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, I've been following this young man's career since, I think he was 12 years old when he played with B.B. King's band down at, I think it was B.B. King's club, actually, in West Palm Beach.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, I was 11 or 12, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, you have some really great bluesy rock and roll roots, you know, for your age. Mm-hmm. It's quite impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome, Steve.
Yeah, I saw him down there. Oh, it was, I guess it was about 5 years ago, and I was down there on vacation. I'm actually from New England, so I've been traveling around watching him. He's played with tons of people like Gary Hoey and the regular with James Montgomery.
He's being all modest over here.
Oh, I was at Chan's about 2 weeks ago, and he was playing with Willie J. Laws. He was doing a whole blues set with them.
Do you know how big these people are, Tyler?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's crazy. It seems wherever I go, I actually run into him, and if he's in the crowd, they seem to pull him on stage.
Right.
Great.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in, Steve.
Hey, thank you. Take care.
Okay, see you, man.
Bye.
Okay, so go see you at Johnny D's tonight, Tyler?
Tonight, Central Tavern.
Central Tavern.
And March 11th, I believe, next Friday, it's Johnny D's. Friday show at Johnny D's.
There you go. And pick up his new CD, And So It Begins. Tyler, Morris, everyone, thank you very much. Here's something from the new album.
This is a warning, another cut to move on. Another beat that's so strong, hold on. And I get wicked and then some. Stir up shit as the wit gets wisdom.
Time was on our come the Kinks with All Day and All of the Night.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel right is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. I believe that you and me last forever. Oh yeah, all day and night I'm yours, leave me never.
Around the dial. lover's breakup? Was it something that you heard or something that you saw that made
she breaks the bone. are very privileged today to have a very special guest in our room. His name is Mr. Stadenko. And Mr. Stadenko is a narcotics officer. That's better, class. Now, Billy, where are you going?
I gotta go to the can, sister. I'll be right back.
You sit down, Billy.
Hey, no. Hey, I gotta go
you
to the can.
You sit down, Billy, and whatever you have in your mouth, swallow it immediately.
Oh, hey, thanks a lot, sister.
Don't look in his locker, man. Hey, Billy, here, swallow these too, man.
Now, class, I know that all you boys and girls here at Our Lady of 115th Street are too young to have any dealings with any of these dangerous drugs. But, as St. Dominic always said, O fili mi boni belli, Dominus forbiscum beni selling all his dominoes.
Who said that, man?
And with that, I want you to give Mr. Stadenko your undivided attention. Mr. Stadenko.
Thank you very much, Your Grace. And good afternoon, boys and girls. Thank you for inviting me into your classroom today. Now I have in front of me a green leafy substance, which I am going to light. Now I wonder, could one of you boys and girls guess what this substance might be?
Acapulco gold.
No, it's Michoacan, man. Michoacan.
Homegrown.
No, it's Michoacan, man.
Well, that's very good, class. My sister, they do seem rather well informed.
Oh, they are, Mr. Stadenko. They are. Why, just last week I gave out 15 holy cards.
Well, that's great, sister. Okay, class. Now, as you know, this drug in front of me is what they call marijuana, or as it's known in the hippie world.
That's pot, man.
Pot, that's right.
Joint.
Joint.
Reefer, man.
Yes, reefer.
Jet.
yes, but we don't call it that. We have other words for it. Now, contrary to popular belief, kids, and let me level with you. This stuff can give you brain damage. Make no mistake about that. It can. I know they've had other tests where they say it doesn't harm you, but believe me, kids, this stuff is dangerous to fool with.
Don't look dangerous.
And remember, only dopes use dope. Now, class, are there any questions? Yes, the young fellow in the front row with the orange and purple shirt. You have a question?
Yeah. Hey, who cuts your hair?
Right on, man.
Class. Now settle down, class. Now that wasn't very funny. Now settle down and give Mr. Stadenko your undivided attention. Mr. Stadenko.
Thank you, sister. Now, are there any more questions?
Yeah, man, I got a question.
Yes, you in the vest, is it?
Yeah.
You have a question, do you?
Yeah, man.
About the drug.
Yeah, about the drug thing. Hey, man, like I was watching TV the other day, man, and like they said, like if you knew some guy that was pushing like the drugs, man, and then you could call a telephone number and you could get a reward if you turn him in. Is that still on, man?
That's a very good question, son, and I'm glad that you brought it up. I was going to get to that. Yes, boys and girls, there is a program in which you can participate. Now, we are offering a reward for the pusher. Now, if there's anybody here has any information about a drug pusher, be it your brother, or maybe even your mother and dad, if you give us your name, we will give you a reward for turning in the drug pusher.
Hey, man, how much is the reward, man?
Well, actually, son, I'm not I can't disclose the amount. It depends on how much drugs are confiscated.
Well, then, but you have to tell the guy's name first, huh?
That's right.
Oh, hey, well, I want to turn in Billy, man.
Hey, what are you talking about, man?
Hey, man, you saw me that shit, man. Wouldn't get a fly high.
Hey, I
want to
cream you, man.
Well, come on.
You're a stoolie, you puke.
Well, come on, man. You saw me that stuff, man. The other day, man, it's nothing but oregano, man.
Oregano.
I took it home, and I was selling it to my brothers and sisters, man. They wouldn't even get off on it, man.
Well, if it's oregano, you beaner, you can use it in your soup.
Hell yeah, who's that beaner? Come on, man.
You're
you want to judge? Let's get down,
well,
man.
I'll meet you outside, man.
I don't need to go outside. Come on, let's
come
get
right
here. Well,
come on,
get right here. We'll put your money where your mouth is, man.
Well, come on, man.
Well, take that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, take, come here, you puke. Quit running. Right, get out of there.
Class!
Quit hiding behind your sister. Come on, man.
Class! Now, you boys, stop that fighting.
Hey,
class,
up,
settle down.
Get
class!
Get
Mr. Sedenko, help me.
It's all right, sister. I'll tell you what. We'll call the police.
Sergeant Stadenko. Attention all units, this is Sergeant Stadenko. We are changing from a code 3 direct pursuit to a code 347. Completely lost due to incompetence.
Did you know you could lose your college financial aid if you get convicted of a minor drug offense? According to the federal government, one-third of all college students have used marijuana in the past year. Imagine the devastation to our nation's economy if all of these students got the punishment that some lawmakers think they deserve. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and fight back against the government's drug war attacks on our generation. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
WMFO in Medford. A couple new things. Well, new for me. First, there's this one. I have to wonder. Sex Pistols live in concert. I've listened to some. It's cool. I don't like they don't say what venue. You know?
You know, man? I don't know what I'm thinking.
Because
Sex Pistols featuring Sid Vicious. Well, he was part of the band at some point. Yeah. Maybe he wasn't when they did this. They kicked him out, but you can do this one, Sid.
I don't know.
Maybe he was there for a couple of tracks.
And then I thought it might be on the Anarchy in the UK tour over in England because it has Chatterbox on it, which is a New York Dolls song, and we know Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers were on the Anarchy in the UK tour. That was with Sex Pistols and the Damned and the Clash.
Right.
Quite the show.
Have you listened to that?
I've listened to some of this.
Have you listened to Chatterbox?
I did. I was doing a lot of stuff though, so let's listen to it. We'll try and decide. Is Johnny Thunder singing on this? Is it really the Heartbreakers on a Sex Pistols album
with no venue?
With no venue.
I think Marie's right. It had to be like 17 different places, and they just took the best tracks.
Probably, yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Because they won't.
And then I found some Paris. Well, you found some Paris
one
on
album.
Vinyl.
Yeah. I hope it's.
We did try and play it earlier. I guess it was a rap band named Paris. Yeah. I couldn't get through a minute of it. It was horrible. So we'll play you. This band sounds cool. This Paris.
Okay.
For Ron Beal.
Yep.
We'll play it right after. This is supposed to be Sex Pistols featuring Sid Vicious, Chatterbox.